It's pretty common around the globe to find musicians in non-English-speaking countries who write songs in English, particularly if the language spoken in that country isn't widely used elsewhere. English lyrics can help reach a wider audience. So it's not surprising to meet some punk musicians in Albania who sing in English. But as Nate Tabak reports from the Albanian capital Tirana, this is a band that also uses English to get around local sensitivities.
It starts with the band's name, Premenstrual Syndrome. It's pretty on the nose.
We have a lot of quiet songs, and we have a lot of really angry and irritated songs. So that's PMS for you.
Wendy Pustina, she's 19 and plays the drums and writes most of the lyrics for the self-described feminist punk band. The tattoo on her left bicep really stands out. It says Sisterhood. Above, there's a red bow, a diamond, and two baseball bats.
Because of my personality, my mom still calls me her little boy. And that's not okay, because just because I am extroverted and impulsive, that doesn't mean I am not a girl or I am not girlish, girly.
Pustina studies chemistry, and she doesn't fit the mold of a typical young woman in Albania. The same goes for her three bandmates, and that can get pretty frustrating in this socially conservative country.
You're here for my entertainment. You're here for my judgment. You're here for my insecurities. You're here for my insecurities.
The songs themselves are four angry girls telling the world to go. I can say that.
Pustina and the other members of PMS aren't used to having to watch what they say, at least not in English. That's one of the reasons why the band does all of their songs in English.
We have it as a sort of protection.
At this point, bassist Megi Andoni chimes in.
If we wrote our songs in Albanian, it would come off as vulgar, and they would not really listen to what we're saying, but criticize us on that.
The songs use plenty of profanity, but far more provocative is the subject matter. They take on things like sex, rape, cheating, sexting.
If we were about to sing or write the lyrics in Albanian, people would mostly think it really happened to us. And when you write the lyrics in English, people just think you're a social activist.
So what's the big deal if people think the songs are true? The band says they'd be labeled as promiscuous and wild. They'd be judged personally. But the songs are deeply personal, like this one, Damn Relationships.
You're so fine, like you're asking to be mine. With your weird arrow held up and your strength saying no stop. And I'm not stopping, no, you're like you're making me go again and again and again.
I asked Pustina what would happen if she did the song in Albanian.
Being a girl, talking about sex, talking about an affair with a guy in a relationship would be like, whoa. It's too much controversy. Like, if you want to work with these people, you should do a bit of controversy, but still not too traumatized.
And who knows, maybe we'll run up together, leave you behind.
I point out to the band that this story will probably be heard in Albania, including by their parents. Stories about Albania usually get translated here.
If there are people, including maybe our parents, who may be angry at us,
we'll get over it.
We'll probably fight a bit, but that's okay. They will still love us.
Yeah. So, plus, it will be better for people to actually know about what we're saying.
For now, the band is working on their first EP, in English. It comes out later this year. For The World, Nate Tabak, Tirana.